The Horn of Africa is now reaching a tipping point, with millions facing hunger due to the combined impact of failed harvests and global increases in food prices. Altogether, five countries, Ethiopia, Kenya, Somalia, Eritrea and Djibouti, are affected. And if nothing is done, the situation could easily become catastrophic. Roger Yates is emergency coordinator for British charity ActionAid. He says food aid is not enough in the long term. Other action must be taken to stave off starvation.
Helping to repair wells that are silted up or where pumps are damaged, and in some areas where there is no rain, for instance, in the far northeast of Kenya, trucking water to areas is critical, even to allow schools to open in some cases. Then helping people to deal with animal disease, vaccination of animals and animal medicine. And lastly, helping people to get whatever crop they can, so offering seeds where it is raining to get a late planting and fertilizer where possible. These things will allow, in the immediate term, at least people not to be forced to starvation and to allow them a quick recovery. What we know from the past is that if people move or lose all their assets, a recovery takes much, much, much longer. In the longer term, we want to see a much bigger investment in support to smallholder agriculture. There's been a shift over maybe 20 years away from government support to small farmers towards commercial agriculture, and that needs to reverse. The farmers who need the help are those with the least land.